Hello and welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Did I sound a bit claggy then? I literally just finished a banana.
Gosh, Susie, people don't need to know that. No, not at all. Not at all. You sounded perfect.
It was a good banana as well.
Oh, right. What is your preferred banana state?
Manic.
Not in pajamas. No.
Those foam ones that you get at the penny shop.
Oh, well, yeah. Those
are not
nice.
Pennies anymore, are they?
They're not pennies anymore.
So. No. Delish.
Do you like them to be green or...
I'm not an animal.
Well.
But I couldn't bear a mushy one. I like it to have its structural integrity.
That's what I mean. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Because I think at that point they are more banana-y, if you know what I mean.
I would exactly know what you mean. And actually, I've been quite disciplined the last few days.
Oh, well, of course.
Of course.
We must remember.
He's in the West.
Wendy's here.
Wendy is all about just a bit of yogurt with bit of honey, of course,
sure.
For the boys.
Of course.
And a chopped banana. Oh, lovely breakfast. Keeps me full for ages.
Have you thought about doing overnight oats?
You know, I've thought about it mainly in the morning and never before I go to bed. So
delish. So delish and so easy.
You just bought milk? Milk?
Milk and some oats. Pop it in the fridge. I put sultanas in because, you know, I'm fancy. I sometimes put chia seeds in as well. Not sure what they do, but people love to talk about them.
That's the thing. Well, I've bought a little seed mix I'm going to put on it today, actually. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that'd be very nice, yes.
Yeah, I felt very worthy having that.
Well, it filled me up. That's for sure. Those fill me up.
Oh, right.
Because, you know, of course, I'm a hungry girl. I'm a hungry, hungry hippo a lot of the time.
Well, we all have to eat, you know, fuel in the fire.
But sometimes I feel like I create a bonfire.
No, well, I do that, you know, just burn through it too fast.
And then all of a sudden
I find a yogurt.
Yogurt's doing the trick?
Yogurt seems to be doing the trick.
Because we have our yogurts. Is this podcast fodder? Is this pod?
Mm-hmm.
We tend to have our yogs when I'm not working.
Oh.
At about 8 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, that's nice. Whilst watching a bit of telly?
Whilst watching telly, it stops me from eating all of the chocolate.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It is very filling like that. I'm feeling a little heavy-headed because we haven't really been drinking. But then we did have a drink last night.
What did you eat with it?
We actually had a steak, which was very nice. It was a bit too rare for Alf, and that's my fault.
Oh, yeah, I bet you like it still mooing, don't you?
Well, yes, a bit, yeah. Yeah, it was very nice. It was a nice, decadent sort of meal. I like that on a day off to just treat myself.
Well, you've only got one day off a week now, haven't you?
Well, of course, us West End Wendy's, we only get one day off, so you have to make the most of it.
So what does your day off look like? Is it like everyone else's Sunday?
Well, kind of, yeah. Yesterday, woke up about 12.
Did you? Nice.
Mooched about. Caught up on a bit of admin.
Oh, Tom, you mustn't be doing admin on your day off.
Well.
You have to just have a day off.
Then walked over to see Mum and the niece.
Nice.
That was fun.
Mum not living with you?
Seemingly not. Seemingly she's gone back to her place.
She's gone home. Oh.
And saw the niece.
Lovely.
And then went to the shops. Just went in at the end, you know, quite like that. Because then you're sort of a bit more limited, aren't you?
Yeah, too much choice.
And then came back, cooked, went to bed.
Very nice. Tom, well, listen, I need to hear about it.
Well.
You've now must be up to about 18 shows, are you?
Oh, gosh, I haven't counted it. Actually, it was 7 in the first week and 8 in the second. So what's that? 15.
That's 15. Okay, so how's it going?
Well, I'm still absolutely loving it, Suze.
Now, the girl that plays Rose.
Yes.
She seems like a laugh.
She's great fun. She's great fun. And they all are, though. They all are such fun.
I only say that because I saw an Instagram TikTok-y thing with you and her.
Oh, you ain't my mother.
Yeah.
She is great fun. They all are, though. They're all so lovely and so welcoming to me. And I'm having the best time. And then we had a very West End situation on Sunday where there's been a bit of people needing to take time off for their voice or not being very well. So we were without a Jack and we had to get a guy in who'd done it in Paris.
No.
But he was, at the time of letting him know, was at home in Leicester. And he got on the train and he had about 20 minutes rehearsal with us. and then did it.
Oh my goodness.
Cameron Veer, shout out to Cameron.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That is incredible.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
Wow.
And I thought that, like, wow. But West End performers, they just get on with it. They are so, so brilliant. It's such a wealth of talent.
Yeah, there really is, isn't there? Gosh, how impressive.
Yeah. Mum was in on Sunday, so
it was Mother's Day.
And didn't know anything was different. I mean, that's the...
Wow.
There you go.
Has she seen it before?
No.
What did she make of it?
She really enjoyed it. She said it reminded her of Airplane, which I always say to people it's a bit like.
Yes. I think that's a really good reference.
Yes. It's all very deadpan, I think. And that's what we all have to remember is to play it very seriously.
Well, that's the thing. That's what makes everything so funny, doesn't it?
Well,
when people play things seriously. And talking of West End moments,
yes,
didn't tell us this last week.
What, Suze?
You had Dawn French in.
We had Dawn French in on the Friday, yes. And then we had Alan in after.
Oh, lovely.
After recording last week, yeah. And we've got Susie Ruffle. is it this Friday or next Friday?
No, next.
Next Friday. I've got it in the diary.
Was Dawn lovely?
Lovely.
I've only met her a little bit.
Yeah, I'd only met her a couple of times. She was so lovely.
Yeah. I bet Alan loved it, didn't he?
Alan's seen it twice before. This was the first time.
First time seeing you, of course.
Of course. Of course. And so, yeah, that was lovely. And it's just always very nice, you know. And the audiences are very up for it. There's occasionally we'll get somebody in the front row who thinks they're seeing the serious show Titanic. You know, because there is a musical about the Titanic.
No.
And I think very occasionally, and that is quite an extraordinary piece of theatre for us.
Yeah.
Watch their face.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really funny.
It is fun to see.
That's really funny. But, you know, we've all been to see shows that they might enjoy more.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't question it.
And hoped that we were seeing something more fun.
Well, I mean, I saw some older friends, some older people I'm friends with came to see it last week, and I met them beforehand, and I said, "Oh, are you looking forward to it? Have you seen the film?" And they said, "No." And I thought, "Oh, no. Oh God,
you must see the film."
To be of an older generation is challenging enough, I would say, in the context of this show.
And what did they make of it?
They enjoyed it. They text me off and say, "We really enjoyed it."
Great.
What fun?
See. People it is do. Fun.
Yeah, it is fun. So you can't really not love it, but it's just, I'm always like, I think there must have been a few moments when they were like, why? What's that all about?
Why is Celine Dion here?
Why is Celine Dion on the Titanic? Exactly.
Of course. And a great question.
Well, exactly.
And actually a question that I felt the film didn't really interrogate.
You know, didn't really go for at all, did it? No.
No. And you do wonder with James Cameron, don't you? Do you think, was that a missed opportunity?
Wouldn't it have been lovely? Yeah. Mm. That's storytelling for you, you know? Suze, how have you been?
How have I been? I've been pretty good. I have been pretty good. I've been a bit anxious. And do you know what? It's the first bout of anxiety I've had since writing the book.
Oh.
I've obviously had bits of anxiety. But last week, it slightly kicked me.
Well, how noble that you can... Noble? Or how important that you can address it and acknowledge
well,
it?
Well, I just tried to witness it, as I said and learned through writing my book.
Exactly.
And tried to sort of just sit with it.
Mm.
And I feel like I'm coming out of it now. But yeah, I had a week where I just felt a bit... Just a bit anxious and a bit blue.
Oh, yeah.
Which I couldn't quite shake. But I do feel like I'm coming out of it now. I just kept forcing myself onto the downs.
Oh, that's...
To walk the dog, not sort of in a Wuthering Heights way.
Mm.
I didn't put on a northern accent.
For example, yeah.
For example, eh?
The downs being the hills.
South Downs.
South
yes,
Downs.
Yes.
Mm.
Mm. So just forced myself up there, had a walk around. And yeah, I'm feeling on the mend. Well, not them. Yeah, no, I'm feeling better this week. I've got a bit more of a handle on it, I think.
Well, how wonderful that you knew, you acknowledged it and then you knew what you had to do, whether you liked it or not, but you had to sort of do a little bit of walking. And...
Well, yeah. I mean, it did take me a few days to work that out. There was a little bit of moping, but that's okay as well.
That's okay. Well, it's funny, isn't it? Yeah. This kind of time of year, I think, can be like that.
Mm, yeah, I think it can. And I forced myself to write a couple of Substacks.
Oh, good, Suze.
Not forced. That's not the right word. I decided to write a couple of Substacks.
Oh, Suze, that's great.
Which was good and useful, I think. Mm. And then it was nice because I think one of the things that has spun me out slightly... I don't know whether to talk about it. No, it's fine, I think. One of the things that spun me out slightly is that someone said to me after a show in a very lovely way, why aren't you booked for more TV? And why don't you do this show and that show and listed all the shows that everyone can imagine? And I just said the truth and I was like, oh, I'm just never booked. They just don't want me for them. Oh. And then felt very naked by telling the truth.
Well, what did that person say to that?
Well, I think that's silly. I think they should book you.
Well, there you go.
And so I decided to write about that, which was very cathartic.
Oh, good.
But yeah, I've been writing on Substack and that's really helped. But yeah, I've just been, I don't know what it is, whether it's a change of seasons.
Could be.
Yeah, just couldn't quite get out of it. But you know what? Onwards and upwards. Mm. I'm feeling better this week.
Well, that's brilliant, I think.
I started journaling again.
Journaling is good.
I was like, come on, Suze, you can do this.
And Substacking is great. Yeah. Substacking, is that what we call it?
Sure. If people don't know about Substack, it's just a website where it's kind of like a blog.
Sure.
Where you can just post articles. Mine are all completely free. Some people do it so you can pay. At the moment, mine's totally free because I just want to use it as an exercise to put more writing out there and connect with people. So people were interested to have a look at Suze Ruffle Substack. I think that's just, I mean, put it into a search engine, you'll find me. But I feel like I'm doing my walking. I'm doing my journaling.
Great, Suze.
And I'm trying not to berate myself.
Wow.
And I feel like I'm moving on up. I'm moving on up.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant that you are able to, well, use those tools to get to that place. And I think...
Well, yeah, I sort of thought...
Not rushing it as well. Sorry.
I've got to practice what I preach. You know, when I was writing the book, I had such a privilege of interviewing so many people about anxiety. And I thought, right, what did those people tell me? You know, move, do this, do that. Don't hate yourself for it. Just witness it. Don't have any shame around it. So I tried to put, you know, obviously it doesn't happen like that, but slowly I tried to put those things in place and I did feel better afterwards. But I'm feeling good this week. I've got a show tomorrow.
Yes.
When this goes out tonight in Folkestone. And so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yes. Great.
And a couple of other things going on this week, which is very nice.
Mm.
So yeah.
Wonderful.
That was a bit deep, wasn't it? For 13 minutes in.
No, Suze, people appreciate it. They value you being honest.
Or they're like, oh, fucking hell, air again.
No.
Sorry, that's the voices.
That's not helpful, you see. That's the unhelpful voice. But no, absolutely. But that's what we have our like-minded friends for, is because they are very
indeed
good at, we're supporting one another, aren't we? And sharing that honesty is powerful.
Well,
you know,
I don't know.
Well,
but anyway, it feels, as Bob Hoskins used to say, it's good to talk.
Oh, yes, he did, didn't he? I forgot about those BT adverts.
Yeah, he was BT adverts.
Mm.
Very of a time.
Very, yeah. It's good to talk.
It's good to talk. Yeah, it was a bit like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Tom, did you have any thoughts on the Oscars?
We did stay up, actually, and watch them. Gosh, what a huge stage it was. I thought, I'd be tired walking across that.
You stayed up and watched them?
Well, it was the night before the day off, so, and apparently they were a bit earlier than they normally are. Because
what time did they start?
I think they started about midnight or 1 o'clock.
Oh no, far too late. What time did they finish?
We watched until about 2:30.
Oh, far too late.
But they did. We didn't see the last ones really. We saw some of the early ones. I mean, they were very, it's fun, isn't it? It's fun, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. It is fun watching someone just sort of go, oh my God, this is amazing. And someone's sort of talent being recognized. But then I didn't realize so much of it is like, the PR thing that they've done in the lead up to it. I don't really understand.
The campaign, yeah.
The campaign, that's the word.
We heard the campaign mentioned.
Or when people deserve one.
Like
when Leonardo DiCaprio won one, it was like, well, it's sort of his turn. And you're like, well, what is it?
What is this then?
What is this then?
Yeah, because people would be like, oh, they just think it's just the right moment for them and they've had a great career and that they wanted to recognise that. And you go like, well, is it the best actor category or is it, or whatever, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I think Timothy Chalamet
didn't maybe do himself any favours.
I really know.
Really know.
It's so un-British as well. Like, I know that he's not British, but I'm sure that there is an element of some Americans that are very good at doing that sort of sell, sell, sell.
Oh, sell, sell, sell. Yes, yes.
And as Brits, I think we sort of go, well, if you don't mind, I'd love to be here. But if, you know, but if there's not enough room, that's absolutely fine.
Yes.
You know, and the sort of self-deprecating humor that we do. But when he was in, well, I think it was when he was receiving an award earlier in the year, and he said, or the end of last year, he said, you know, I've just been handing in great performances for the last 8 years.
Oh, yes, I saw that interview, yes.
And I thought, that is...
That is something, isn't it, to have
it
that?
Really is. Mm. Mm. To say, you know, I've just been bringing in top, top line performances.
Yeah.
You go, oh...
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting.
I think... Well, you do see some children and you go, I think you could have done with a parent that said,
oh my
God, you're good at lots of things, but not everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, his whole comment about ballet and opera. And I mean, I know it's sometimes like not the most accessible. Is that the fair to say? Or sometimes it is kind of like you have to apply yourself when watching some of it, because it is quite long, particularly operas I found. And I like opera, but I found a lot of it quite intense. But, you know, him saying that is actually very ignorant, because you look at the websites of the ENO and the Royal Opera House, the seats are, you know, it's basically full, and it's 3,000 people.
And it's not cheap. It's not like getting a ticket to the cinema.
People will pay for it, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like 12 quid that's to go and see a movie.
Well, and the rest. But yeah, it's... It's, you know what I mean? It's not like people don't appreciate it, because they really do.
Oh, for sure. Also, where does he think great theatre and Hollywood and cinema came from?
Well, yeah.
It's terribly ignorant.
Didn't do himself anything.
No, a real...
We should probably explain what...
Oh, yeah, what we're talking about.
Because he was being interviewed. I don't know if it was recently or if it came to light recently.
No, I think it was quite recent.
It was recent. Well, okay.
Yeah, because... Voting had already closed for the Oscars, so they were saying that didn't actually make,
any difference.
I think he'd already been an arse in some different scenarios.
Oh, interesting. And he said, oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad I'm not doing something that nobody cares about, you know, like opera or ballet. Nobody watches that. Or I don't have to, is that, I'm paraphrasing here, but.
Yeah, something like that. You know, but that's the vibe.
Implied, like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody watches that. Or there's a dismissive sort of air about it. And of course, there's then a backlash. And people got very upset. And then some opera houses offered a discount.
Yes.
Giving Timothy.
Which is very funny.
Very funny.
But yes, I thought that was... Unfortunately, he may have shown his true colours at that moment.
Well, it's all this sort of thing that happens, isn't it? With the Oscars, they're very kind of like that. They kind of... I don't know, they do seem quite stressful.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say it. I think being, you know, a Hollywood megastar might be quite stressful.
Yeah, I think they probably do have more pressure than you realise.
I don't think it's for the faint-hearted.
No way,
Jose.
Shall we have some messages, Suze?
Yes, we should. Oh, I want to do a recommendation this week. I'm sure loads of our listeners have already listened to it, but... Good Hang with Amy Poehler.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
It's so funny. And there's an episode with Tina Fey and Rachel Dratch, who I love, is also involved in it. And she can't get her headphones to work, and they've kept it all in. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the doorbell rings and her dog barks and has some food. It's okay, I'm like, not at all selling it. It's the episode with Tina Fey, and then there's also one with Rachel Dratch that I've listened to.
Oh, what a lovely...
And I was listening to it last week when I was feeling a bit... down,
and
it really helped. It really lifted. So if anyone else is looking for something, that might be a nice thing.
Well, I think that's a great shout out, because I think they are all so funny. What a lovely shout out.
Okay, I've got an email here. May I go first?
Please.
Hi, hello, Tom and Susie. I hope you're both keeping mighty fine and enjoying the lighter evenings as they inch ever closer.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to pop in to say I was absolutely wowed when I brought my mum to see Titanic on Mother's Day.
Oh my.
We both had a whale of a time. I'll stay off the spoilers for the dolls and dears yet to go.
That's nice.
But the singing was extraordinary. The gags were hilarious. And our darling Tom was a total showstopper. Mum and I were both cackling in our seats at your scenes and the fabulous opportunity they seem to have given you to inject a bit of stand-up comedy into the show. Wow. Now, I'm not sure she picked up on every reference. And I, a mid-20s transmasc queer did, but such merriment all around.
Oh, lovely.
And a particular shout out to Tom and all of the cast and crew for that performance, because the company was so short in the face of an illness, we had to wait outside a little longer than expected and were worried the show might not go on, only to learn two leads were off and they were down two backup singers, I think. Tom, correct me?
That was correct, yeah. Mm.
And the fab fella playing Jack learnt the show something ridiculously impressive like an hour before.
Mm.
We were all utterly amazed at you troopers working it out. You simply wouldn't have known. The performances were impeccable. The show really must go on. Thanks very much. Over and out, Gray.
Oh, what a lovely message. Well, now you know. Yes, that was exactly the case. Cameron was watching an archive version of the show on the train. Although it didn't load because you couldn't get Wi-Fi. So he was just...
But he had done the show in Paris.
He'd done the show in Paris. So it's a slightly different setup.
And I imagine not yesterday...
And not easy, so you had to, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a few months before.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That is, but I mean, you've got to keep the ball in the air, haven't you?
Wow.
The joy of working with other actors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, did everyone sort of rally round?
Well, they did. They were, I mean, it didn't affect me at all, really, but I was just aware of him being new to it. So but he didn't seem to be fazed by anything. He knew exactly what he was doing. It was extraordinary.
Gosh, isn't that a skill? But I always think that about when understudies go on.
Yeah.
But there's that famous story, isn't there, about the girl that played... did she go on in My Fair Lady? This might be all incorrect. Mm. But I feel like there's either an urban legend or a true story about a girl who went on for My Fair Lady.
Oh.
Went on as Eliza. And she was the understudy. And they had a big name in the part.
Yeah.
And she went on as the understudy. And she happened to be on when, insert producer here, maybe Cameron McIntosh was in.
Right.
And she ended up being Mary Poppins.
Oh,
and
yes.
And she got the part. Like, it was her part. She wasn't the understudy.
Well, there you go. I mean, the thing is, well, the way that the swings and the understudies work, it's so impressive. Like, it's such, just that they all just like have it in their mind and they can just jump into it. I just think it's extraordinary. Really extraordinary.
I wouldn't be able to manage that one.
Well, I was like, how does everybody not? Anyway, they don't seem to panic at all.
And just another quick one, Tom.
Oh, yes, Susie.
Another person has been in touch.
Oh.
Dear Tom and Susie, I just want to say how wonderful it was at Titanic on the matinee of Mother's Day Sunday. This mother left her kid at home and had a beautiful solo lunch, followed by a wonderfully funny, uplifting trip to the theatre. Well done, Tom. It was fantastic. The whole cast were epic and your monologue brought the house down.
Well, that's very generous.
And the trap that was drafted in 30 minutes before curtain up was incredible. What a trooper. Mm. Sensation and so funny from start to glorious finish. Thank you for making my Mother's Day. Love the pod too. And that's from Lou.
Lou, thank you very much. Suze, we've got a message from... somebody who is referring to Bless the Midwife as the
killer. Oh, thank goodness.
I'm sure that your like-minded minds will be very much taken up with current recent events from Poplar and St. Nonata's house.
Mm-hmm.
I have a confession to make. As a fellow Kill the Midwife fan, I thought it would be worth sharing with you something which you'd only have picked up if you studied the credits in any details. Well, I think I already talked about this, actually.
I think you did, yes.
Both the vicar who came to see Sister Monica Joan when she was dying and one who assisted in the funeral were real and actual vicars. One is Friar Rob Mackley from Cambridge and one is a very dear friend of mine, brackets clang, Friar Richard Stanton from Norwich. Yes. So exciting to see people I know on screen and exciting that they were part of such a significant event in the show's life. I've attached some pictures he sent me from the set to give a sneaky peek behind the scenes. Spoiler alert, it includes a massive organ. Always really enjoying hearing you talk about the show. I wanted to share this with you. Bye, 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 bye. There you go. You see, I was right. They are actual vicars.
They are. There you go.
There we go. I knew it. I thought they did such a good job.
I did too.
Lovely work. Delivered it all so magnificently, I thought.
Indeed. Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
That is the thing.
It was a busman's holiday.
For them, yeah. Gosh.
Now, you'll be interested. Hello, both.
Oh.
Butt magazine came up in the most recent episode and I had to reach out.
Oh.
While they did cease printing in 2011, they relaunched in 2022 and now published twice a year, replacing American Apparel sponsorship with Bottega Veneta. What's that?
Oh, don't know.
Don't Fancy. Know. Fancy, whatever it is. They now include plenty of trans and queer representation. I definitely recommend picking up a copy at your local independent bookstore. I reckon Gaze the Word has copies, but I'm certain Brighton will have a stock list. It's a bit less naughty and a bit more cultured than it used to be. But there's still plenty of nudity. I reckon you two could get into an issue if you wanted.
Goodness.
Maybe part of your promo if you're... Oh my God, we could both hold your novel in front of our bits.
Oh, like they do on Calendar Girls.
Yes. I'll have two ice buns for my boobs and a copy of Common Decency over my bits.
Oh, thanks.
I'm excited to see you in the West End soon, Tom. I'm hoping that one, or maybe both of you, might take on the lead role in Old Mary at some point in the future. Best, and that's from Louis.
Oh, Louis, thank you for that. Thanks nice so much. Message.
Thank great you indeed.
Kept abreast of these publications that indeed are available. Should one feel so inclined? Well, Suze, I think we've caught up on everything now.
I think we pretty much have.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being with us. As you may be aware, Susie is going to be on tour and you're heading to Folkestone. Is it tonight as people listen?
As the crow flies and the podcast lands.
Yes.
Yes, Folkestone tonight and then next week, Southampton.
Oh, Susie, how nice. It's all available at susieruffle.com.
Yes, those two are maybe sold out or very nearly, so have a look.
Well, if you're in the vicinity, why not? Give yourself a lift. Go and see Susie's show. It'll cheer you up.
Well, I'll try. I'll try indeed.
Oh, absolutely, Susie.
Okay, well, we'll see you next week, won't we?
We'll see you next week, of course.
You've got not double show day, just single show day?
Single shows until the weekend.
Now, do tell. What time do you arrive?
I get there about 6:15 warm-up, which I love.
Yeah, all together.
Little Jane Fonda workout.
Great.
And then a vocal warm-up.
Mm-hmm. By yourself or with the gang?
With the gang, everybody together. Great. Then parish notices, which is when they tell you about things. And then go and get ready for the show.
Do you do your own makeup?
Yes, as you will be able to tell if you come and see the show. It's great. Yeah, it's great fun.
Great. Well, I can't wait to see it.
Well, we can't wait to have you there next Friday, Suze. But we've been very blessed with so many lovely people coming in. So thank you very much if you've been in. And I hope you've had fun.
Right, Tom. Well, you better go. I think the ship's about to leave.
Well, it's heading off. But Suze, thank you. And I'll speak to you through the window or the week.
I'll see you both times.
Okay.
Bye. 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 Bye.